B-Pod Studios.
97.5, The Fanatic.
You know what's great is when your franchise is able to pull the audible and it works. And the idea that Adam Schefter would make time for us on today, off of his normal day of Wednesday on the Comcast Business Hotline, which allows you to bounce forward, that's a pretty good move. Schefter, there's an offensive, we have offensive coordinators working on this show that are managing to maneuver you like that, and we appreciate your flexibility.
Well, I appreciate having me. Thanks very much. Nice to be with you.
We're trying to figure it out. Adam, I was asking this morning, if I knew one thing you could bring to the table today, would be the idea that Adam Schefter would know what kind of, the guy that fits the suit of what Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman want. You know what the guy sort of looks like. You may not know who the guy is, but sort of what they're looking for.
Well, I will say this. I think it's going to be a little bit different than what they ordinarily look for, John. And I say that for a couple of reasons. I think, number one, I think that they're going to be more open-minded to looking at defensive coaches. And ordinarily, the trend in the NFL has been to bring in an offensive-minded coach. And when you go look right now, six of the eight longest tenured coaches in the league are defensive guys. Ron Rivera, Mike Tomlin, Bill Belichick, Pete Carroll, Mike Zimmer, John Harbaugh, defensive background, even though he would coach special teams. That doesn't include Sean McDermott, Brian Flores, Mike Vrabel, men who have made their mark, been competitive and successful. And so I know everybody's looking for the next young, hot Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan offensive guy. But it may just be that it's a defensive guy, number one. And number two, there's been a big push in the NFL, as there should be, to have more diversity in hirings, which is something the NFL has lacked in recent years. And so that is an overdue, change to what has gone on.
Initiative, yes.
In other hiring cycles. And so, you know, there are a couple of different issues at play here that I think change the dynamics of the search in a good, positive way going forward. And we'll see what head coach that produces for the Eagles.
Yeah, Adam Schefter is brought to us by DraftKings. DraftKings is giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all their customers. Download the DraftKings app and sign up using code FANATIC. Then enter a free football survivor pool. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Now, Adam, I think a lot of the Eagles fans have this question. Does Doug Peterson's firing assure 100% that Carson Wentz is back as the Eagles quarterback?
I don't think that at all. And I'm not telling you that he's not back, but I think it's still undecided. I think that Carson Wentz probably needs to see some things, and the Eagles need to see who their coach is going to be, and they want to sit down and see how the coach feels about the quarterback. And do I think it helps the chances? Yeah. Do I think it diffuses things a little bit? Yeah. Do I think it ensures he's back? No.
I want to know, Adam, how many fingerprints from Carson Wentz are on this crime scene of Doug Peterson being dismissed?
Well, directly, I don't think very many. But indirectly, yes. Again, the two men clearly had issues, didn't get along for whatever reason, and Carson Wentz's play did not improve, develop, and it deteriorated. Now, again, you could blame that on the head coach. You could blame that on the assistant coaches that the head coach helped hire. You could blame it on any number of these factors. But if the quarterback is not growing and improving and developing and he's regressing, then you're not going to win. And if you're not going to win, you're going to get fired. And so these are broad, basic strokes. And John, I know you started last week, but if you ask Bob, the one thing we've talked about going back to early this season, and correct if I'm wrong, Bob, when a team underperforms, it's going to come back to the coach and quarterback. How many times do we say that?
Sure.
How far back do we say that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Exactly.
When you said, who's going to go? And I said, I don't know who's going to go, but I will tell you this. It's going to come back to the coach and the quarterback because it always does. And the coach was sent packing. So now we'll see if the quarterback joins him. Don't know yet. Too early to say.
So, Schefter, whenever a coach is let go, obviously the organization is in some disarray. But
looking at it as a whole, the way you can nationally, how would you describe this Eagles organization right now?
I still view the Eagles as one of the better organizations in the NFL, but they're coming off a year that was, in their world, disastrous. In their world, where things just came apart. It was very un-Eagle-like. It was surprising, because that's just not the way that they ordinarily are. You don't see them squabbling, deteriorating, crumbling. And that's what that team did this year. You know, they were beset by the issues that normally affect other franchises. And they got a taste of what it was like to be in Cleveland in previous years, or Jacksonville, or any of the other places that just lose. That's what they did. They lost. I mean, when you win four games, and again, in a division that was gift-wrapped for you to win, it was just sitting there, and they couldn't do it, right? So we'll see how it plays out, but it was a bad year for a good organization, and now we'll see if they can get back to their winning ways.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Adam Schefter joining us on that Comcast business hotline. We appreciate that, and you can always bounce forward with Comcast. So let me ask you, when you heard Jeffrey Lurie's evaluation publicly yesterday of Howie Roseman's job performance, it left this city with a collective eye roll, Adam, that he appears disconnected from reality. This roster is a dumpster fire. And the cap situation is, but Jeffrey Lurie was telling everybody yesterday, nothing to see here, move on.
Well, listen, the public thinks that, and you think that, John, but
sure.
we don't know what a different coaching staff would get out of this roster. What if they had somebody that managed to elevate Carson's play to the level that they've seen? What if, for starters, just that were happening? Don't you think if Carson's playing at an MVP level, that Jalen Reagor is making more plays? Don't you think Miles Sanders is making more plays? Don't you think Dallas Goedert is making more plays? And so I know it's quick and easy to go, you know, jump on the GM, jump on everybody. But this is what they have identified, right or wrong, as the issue. And because they've been a good organization, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and see how it plays out. I think, unlike others, that there is talent on the roster.
Adam?
I think there are players who can win there.
Sorry to step on you there. If you had to guess, if I set an over-under at 2 weeks of Doug Peterson having a head coaching job in the NFL, would you take that under or the over?
I take the over. First of all,
you think the playoffs got to shake out?
I'm not convinced he's getting head. First of all, I'm not convinced he wants to coach again this year. Number one. Number two, I'm not convinced he's going to be a head coach this year. So there's two issues there.
Wow.
Tell me where he's going to be a head coach. You're going to tell me the New York Jets, right?
I mean, him and Joe Douglas have a relationship. That's all we know.
I would expect him to be in consideration there. I would expect him to talk to them. I'm not sure if that's the direction the Jets will go. I don't think it's a slam dunk. I just don't. And tell me the next place that you think is going to hire him.
If I was Doug, I'd have interest in working with Herbert out in L.A.
It's a good spot. And by the way, that would make sense for both sides. That would make sense for both sides. Knows that division. But I think that they're looking at, right now, they have been looking at Brian Daboll, Jason Garrett, Jim Caldwell.
Yeah, don't say Jason Garrett here. that would get people scared at this point. It's too early for that, Adam. I got to say this, though. If you're talking about most of these coaching jobs, you're saying the main role is to develop the young quarterback. And isn't that where Doug Peterson's tenure in Philadelphia ended as a failure?
That's why I don't believe there's a team that's rushing to go higher. Why I took the over.
There you go.
That's why I'm not convinced he's even going to get a head coaching job in this cycle. And I know that the four other coaches that Jeffrey Lurie has fired, Rich Kotite, Ray Rhodes, Chip Kelly, Andy Reid, they've all gotten head coaching jobs in that very same head coaching hiring cycle. I got it.
Yep.
I'm not convinced that that's going to happen here. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited.
No.
I just, you want somebody who is, first of all, raring to go. Do we know that Doug's raring to go? I don't know. You know, I got Sal Palantonio on ESPN talking about how Doug isn't convinced he wants to coach this year. Number one. Number two, we're coming off a year in which clearly there were major issues with the quarterback. Is that the guy I now want to turn to hand Justin Herbert or whoever it is to? I don't know. You know, sometimes, and I've said this to coaches who have gotten fired. I've said this to them. Sometimes coaches, they try to rush back in that very year. And they're interviewing for head coaching jobs, and they're trying to get another job. And sometimes they're not recovered, and they're not healed. And it's almost like, you know, it's a very good analogy that I think people understand, dating. You're in a major relationship for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. You break up. Sometimes it's better to take a year, take a step back, gather your thoughts, analyze the situation, assess your life, and a year later, come back in, start dating again, and be smarter about it. Make better decisions.
Adam, what would you do if you had an unscheduled year off? Let's say ESPN was stupid and got rid of you, and you had a year off. Would your wife be ready to just, like, throw you out of the house in 2 weeks?
Would you do a year? Wait, John, I had NFL Network cleaned out my office in 2009.
Okay.
And basically put me on ice for the last 6 months of my contract when we couldn't come to an agreement on a new deal. And basically I had 6 months off.
What did you do most frequently, and were you driving people crazy while you were doing it?
I'll say this. It took about 2-3 weeks to just decompress, to understand that your life, you're not on the clock every minute of every day. And then once that happened, it was nice and leisurely. Now, this was 2009. It was 11 years ago. You know what I did do? And this is why it would be different. In June of 2009, after they took me off the air in March of 2009, I joined Twitter.
See that? you've done pretty well with that, too, I got to tell you. Hey, Adam, we appreciate you checking in this morning, and thank you for the flexibility.
Oh, guys, my play. Hey, listen, I'm fired up to see. I got some guys that I think they should go after. I think they should make a push at Lincoln Riley, because if they don't get him, it wouldn't shock me if one day Lincoln Riley were coaching the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
Okay. I think that I'd want to go talk to Brandon Staley of the Rams. I'd want to talk to Robert Saleh, who's an incredibly impressive guy with the 49ers. I told you defensive guys, those are guys I'd be looking at. Arthur Smith has a really good reputation. I've never spoken to Arthur Smith in my life, so I don't know what kind of man he is or isn't. But, you know, Arthur Smith, the Titans offensive coordinator, is the son of Fred Smith, the owner of FedEx. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
Yeah, how about that?
Wow. Dad made him get a job. That's awesome. I admire that. Arthur Smith
has done all right with his dad, Fred.
Yes, he certainly has.
Exactly.
Thank you, Adam.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.